Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are recording. And today we're going to do the passive voice. You know the difference between passive voice and active voice? Okay. The active voice, you know who did the verb? Sit apart, you know. One sits here.
No, but we won't talk today.
Huh?
We won't
talk. Why?
Because I'm not feeling well today, so it don't hurt.
Why?
Thank you.
Okay. So we're going to talk about passive voice and active voice. In English, what do I mean by active voice? Huh? In English language, active voice means you know who did it, right? So you say, Muhammad ate the apple. This is an active voice. A passive voice would be, the apple was eaten. You got it? So was eaten by who? Allah knows. We don't know, right? So I say, the apple was eaten. The car was broken. Do you see what I'm saying? Okay, so I'm going to give you a word, a sentence in English, which is says, the boy drank water. The boy drank water. This is an active voice or passive voice?
Passive.
Active. No, that's active. Why? Because you know who did it. Who drank the water? No. We know the subject, which is fa'il. Fa'il. We know the subject, which is fa'il. We know the subject, which is fa'il. If we know the subject, then it's what? Passive voice or active voice?
Active voice.
Active voice. Active voice. Okay. Let's convert this into passive voice. So, in English, how do we convert this into passive voice? Huh? You remove the subject.
Yeah. Yeah,
you what? You remove the subject. Got it?
Yep.
So what do we do?
You remove the subject.
So then it's going to be what? Huh? Huh? You say, he drinks water, okay?
Yeah.
Then you're pointing to somebody.
Well, the water,
huh? The water was drunk. That's right. The water was drunk. Ah, it's a good idea to take notes.
Okay, I'll take it.
The water was drunk. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. The water was drunk. So, where is the subject?
The water.
No? The water is the object.
Boy,
no subject. No subject. So, no subject. Okay? And so, here, the water was drunk.
Water was drunk.
Okay, no subject. Drunk. Drunk, yes. Drunk. You got it that? You understand now how to convert an English language between passive voice and active voice?
Passive voice, yeah, because you just have to take out the subject.
Yes, to take out the subject.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, so, I understand this.
Yeah. Active voice means something that we know. Passive voice means something that we don't know. Okay. Now, in Arabic, we say, on the active voice, we say, in your dictionary, we say mabni lil majhul. Mabni lil majhul. You have notes? You just came? How about passive voice? Sorry. Active voice is mabni lil ma'lum. Mabni lil ma'lum. Mabni lil ma'lum. How about passive voice? Okay, look at the dictionary that I gave you in the first day of the class, which is actually I didn't put it there. So okay. So active voice.
Is it on page 1 or not?
I don't see it on page 1. Do you see it?
Are you going to collect
them all? Yeah, at the end. So, passive voice. And then, passive voice is mabni lil maj. Mabni lil majhul. Passive voice means mabni lil majhul. You got it? So active voice means what in Arabic? Mabni lil ma'lum. At the end, I'm going to give you a quick quiz. Okay? Mabni lil ma'lum. Okay? You got it? Okay. So now let's look in the Arabic. Now we're going to do the Arabic version. Okay, so this is page number 2.
Can I use the bathroom?
Yes. So let's do the Arabic. We say Shariba Al-Waladu Al-Ma. شرب الولد الماء. Okay, this is active voice or passive voice? شرب means
drink.
Actually, it's here it's drank because it's in the past. شرب. How about?
It's active voice.
How about الولد? Where is the subject?
The ولد is. So
the walad is the subject, that's right. Al-ma is the?
Water.
Is the water. The water is the what?
Object.
Good. So, if we want to convert this into mabni lil-majhul, we say, shuribal ma'u. الماء. شرب الماء. So, شرب الولد الماء. Okay. شرب الماء. What happened to الماء? What happened at the tashkil at the end of الماء? Oh yeah, what made الماء converts from fatha into dhamma? Yeah.
There's no specific substance.
Exactly. Exactly. So this becomes substitute. Substitute for the subject. Okay? So grammar-wise, this substitutes for the subject, which is the subject is marfu' mansub or majzum or majrur. Subject? No, the subject is marfu'.
Right.
You have your notes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I always forget what those are.
Do you have this cheating sheet with you?
Yeah.
Can I get it out? What's your name? Anna? You have this? You have this one? Okay. Let's write down and say this chart, let's put right here and say chart one. At the very end, you say chart one, so that when I ask you to get chart one out, then you know what we're talking about, okay? So label it. Label it. Anam. Label it.
She didn't get them. No. Do you have extra?
Oh, she didn't get it?
No, I haven't.
You did or you didn't? Oh, you did.
There's this one.
Oh, she didn't have this?
I left. I don't know how I'm supposed to explain it. Should I tell you after school?
Huh? About your brother?
Oh, you already know?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, never mind. I basically just came back from it, so I don't really.
Yeah. I understand your situation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you and your family. Okay. So, why al-waladu here? Al-waladu is what?
It's
the subject.
Subject.
Subject is what?
The boy.
Fa'il. Subject is what? Fa'il. Here, al-ma'a.
It's an object.
Yes. So, if I may use this table nicely, you say, okay, you say, shariba. شريبة. شريبة. If I say شريبة. Okay. Yes. If I say شريبة. What would be the Arab of شريبة? Word. Arab. Word Arab. So, what is the Arab of Shariba? Shariba, look at the grammar of the verb sentence, which is in the chart number which we'll call, did we call this chart one?
Oh yeah, that one.
Chart one. The verb chart you open this, let's call this chart two. Call this what?
Chart two.
Chart two. What you have here is a chart one. And this one, let's call it a chart two.
Wait, it's the same thing. You're holding the same.
Oh, I'm holding the same?
Yeah.
It's this one.
What's it called?
Hey, brother, it's this one or this one?
Whatever.
Okay.
Which one do you want?
Okay. Let's say this one is chart one.
Yeah, okay.
This one is the chart one.
I know.
This one is the chart one.
This one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This one is chart one.
I'll write that down.
Yeah. And this one is the chart two.
Wait, what's the what?
That's the same thing.
No. Is it?
It's the same.
Yeah.
It's the same.
These are two different ones.
Yes. We said this is chart one.
All right. This is chart two. This is chart two.
Why are you so confused?
This is chart one.
I found it. I got it.
Okay.
Wait, which one's chart one? Chart one is the noun grammar.
Okay. Let's say noun grammar or verb grammar, just to make it easy. Verb grammar
is chart.
Okay.
This is chart one. That's
okay.
Chart two.
So let's open the verb grammar. And the verb grammar
is two.
This is.
That's the first
noun.
Yeah, this is noun.
Wait,
noun grammar. So on the very top says noun grammar. Actually, it's spelled noun wrong. So the noun grammar, okay, and the verb grammar. The noun grammar and the verb grammar, okay? So right now, we're going to get the verb grammar. Why the verb grammar? Because shariba is?
It's a verb.
It's a verb. So you bring out or look at the verb grammar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What kind of verb is shariba? No, that's a verb. That's a verb.
It's fi'l.
Huh?
Fi'l.
Fi'l means subject.
Fi'l is a verb. Fi'l is a verb and then it's fi'l.
What is the tense? So, shariba is fair. How do I know that shariba is fair?
Because it starts a sentence that starts with a verb, so it's also the subject. It's a verb.
Okay. Now, what is the tense? What is the tense of the verb shariba? Huh? What is the tense of the word shariba?
It's
a past tense. Okay. فعل ماضي مبني على الفتحة So can you point to the in the verb chart can you point to the one
here.
You want to have that tent? I'll have a seat
here. It's right here.
No, that's a noun.
This is a verb generally.
This is a okay, this verb is a verb chart, yes. Yeah. In the verb chart, can you point your finger to what we're talking about? Which verb it is? Point your finger. Which verb is shariba? What is the classification of shariba?
It's a past.
Something it's a past. So it's right here. That's right. No, that's a noun thing. This is the noun. I need the verb. The verb chart. This is the noun chart. Right?
This is a verb chart.
Oh, that's a verb chart. Okay. From this verb chart, which one do we pick? Yes, what is shariba?
Past.
Shariba is? Past. That's right. Shariba is past. Okay. How about here? Where is the past?
Here.
Uh-huh. Yelena.
Yeah.
When they point to the box, okay, make sure they are pointing to the right box. So the correct box here is Ferdamadi, which is this one. So make sure everybody puts his hand or her hand on Ferdamadi.
That's the top one, right?
Yeah. That's no, that's this one, past, Ferdamadi.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the Ferdamadi Mabni al Fatha. The past tense, according to the... Don't ruin me. Don't doodle on this. Okay? What is the i'rab of the past tense?
It's
fi'l madi. Yes. What's the i'rab of it? Is it mansub, marfu', majroor, or mabni?
Mabni.
Mabni. What's the meaning of mabni?
It's like stayed there. It's like it's constant.
It's,
like
it's always fatha. It's all mabni means it's always the same. So what is mabni? Huh?
Always the same.
It's always the same, right? Okay. So the chart tells you that it's mabni ala what? Fatha. Fatha. You got that part right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's look at al-waladu.
Eventually get so good at it that you'll be able to do it.
Like, what is i'rab of al-waladu? Huh?
It's a subject.
It's a subject, which is what in Arabic?
It's
fa'al. So, in here, in this type, which is verb grammar, okay? Verb grammar, The top table, okay? Where do you point for the top in the top table? Where do you point? Yes, Lina. Make sure that they are pointing to this.
Where's that cut off? My next class is everybody?
Here, Lina.
Yeah.
Pointing to this one.
Mm-hmm.
So, this one.
What's the question?
The question is, okay, what's the i'rab of al-walad? Al-walad is subject. So point to the chart where the subject is. Point to the chart where the subject is.
And so therefore.
Yes. Yes, she did it right. Okay. And this chart tells you what? Tells you that
the verb
al-maf'ul bihi is?
Mansub.
Al-maf'ul bihi is what?
Mansub.
Wrong. I'm sorry. Hold on. The subject is?
Fa'al.
Fa'al. And fa'al is what?
Subject.
Yes, and it is what? Marfu' or mansub?
Mansub.
Marfu'.
All right.
I'm sorry. The object? We're talking about the object?
No, we're talking about the subject.
The subject is marfu' and the object is Mansub. So, then this one. Is it al-waladu, al-walada, al-waladi? Which one?
Al-waladu.
So, al-waladu. And then, so that's fa'il marfu'a. بالضمة بالضمة فاعل مرفوع بالضمة. Okay, so let's look now to الماء. Let's look to الماء. Okay, الماء. Yes. What is ماء in English?
Water.
Yeah, I'm saying the grammar of ma. The i'rab of ma.
Noun.
No, it's saying the boy drank the water. Okay?
Yeah.
So the water is object, right? Object. In Arabic, we say maf'ul bihi. We say what? Maf'ul bihi. Maf'ul bihi. That's in Arabic. We say maf'ul bihi. And looking at a chart, can you point out to the grammar of the i'rab of maf'ul bihi?
Maf'ul bihi maf'ul
bihi. Yes.
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's right here.
Yes, maf'ul bihi mansub is right here. It's right here, that's right. It's right here, it's right here. Where? Okay. All right. So then the last is الماء. Is it الماء, الماء, or الماء? Is it الماء, الماء, or الماء? الماء. That's right. Why الماء? Why الماء?
Oh.
Because it is منصوب.
What?
The object is منصوب. The object is منصوب. We'll practice this so many times that you will be familiar with it. We'll just keep practicing it. Okay? So now let me give you another sentence and do the analysis, grammar analysis.
So it's منصوب and then...
منصوب. مفعول به منصوب بالفتحة. Okay, so let's take another sentence and see. Okay, the other sentence is. The boy.
The third one.
Played. Football. Okay. So, the boy played with played football. We want to do the grammar. Okay. So, this is the noun sentence. Okay, I need to write it in Arabic. Shariba. الولد الماء. So now, what I need is, okay, شرب الولد الماء. Okay, do you see the, do you see what is, what's required here?
Yeah.
Okay, شرب. Or okay. What is the grammar? What is i'rab of shariba? Marfu'. Why is marfu'? Shariba. Shariba is the subject, because shariba means.
No wait, no, it's not the subject.
Shariba. And what I do? And I don't know.
It's the boy. It's
a verb. You want to write it so that it's a verb, I mean a noun sentence?
لعب.
you study by over there?
Yes. This is why. Daiva, what do? El Corata.
Oh.
Put a question mark on this.
Isn't Corata not the soccer?
Okay. So what is Shariba? Dima. What is Shariba? Huh? Verb. So point in the verb chart. Point to it in the verb chart.
Shariba, so that's, it's past.
It's past tense, right? Okay. Let me see all
Nina,
of them.
Can you move a little verb. Bit so I can see the
yeah.
Thank you.
This one here. Past the verb. Past tense. Okay. So the la'iba. La'iba is the verb. Means play, right? So the la'iba. Is it la'iba, la'ibu, or la'ibi?
La'iba.
La'iba, or la'ibu, or la'abi?
La'iba.
La'iba. How come you said la'iba?
Because it's always...
ماضي مبني على فعل. Because the box that you pointed to tells you what?
مبني على
الفتحة. مبني على الفتحة, right? Right, Anna? Can you point to it?
Yeah,
can you point to it? It's this one. Okay. فعل ماضي مبني على الفتحة. مبني. This is bad. Okay. Now, what is the boy or the الولد? What is the boy, which is the الولد?
Subject.
In Arabi is?
فاعل.
فاعل. MashaAllah, Dima is looking at the right chart. Huh?
MashaAllah.
Huh? It's what? Fa'al, right?
Yes.
Okay. Can you point for me in the chart? Where is fa'al?
Right here.
Yeah, okay. Where is fa'al? Yes.
Where? What?
Where is the fa'al? Here. Okay.
Fa'al.
That's right.
Here.
That's right. Fa'al. Okay. مفعول به منصوب بالفتحة. Oh, I'm talking about me. Now, الولد. الولد is. الولد is.
الولد is a boy.
Is a subject.
Yeah,
subject. Right. So subject in Arabic is?
Fa'il.
Okay. So, what is the grammar? What is the I'rab? What's the I'rab of al-fa'il? What's the I'rab of al-fa'il?
It's marfu.
Depends on if it's past or future.
No, fa'il is the boy.
So, the boy is being past.
It's a noun.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah,
so what is the I'rab of? What is the I'rab of? Okay, point to it. What's the I'rab of the fa'il? It is fa'il. What's the I'rab of the fa'il? Download it from the computer and print it out because it didn't copyright. Okay, so fa'il marfu'.
Thank you.
Marfu' with what? مرفوع with ها مرفوع with what is مرفوع for singular nouns what is مرفوع come over here.
No, wait, but I'm sharing my papers with her
okay so فاعل مرفوع بالضمة. So now, so far now, we know this is لعبة. We know al-waladu. And let's... Okay. And why is it marfu' bil-dhamma?
Because according to the Quran, it's singular, marfu', it's dhamma. It's singular.
Okay. Now, what is the grammar of Al-Kura? What is Kura?
Kura is ball.
It's football.
Football.
Yeah. So what is the grammar?
Soccer.
Ball is like...
Wait, Kura is soccer, right?
Huh?
Kura is just ball in general.
So, Al-Kura is?
Ball.
Maf'ul bihi. Right?
Yeah.
So point to maf'ul bihi in the chart.
Right here.
That's right. Maf'ul bihi. You're pointing this right, okay. Where is the maf'ul bihi? Maf'ul bihi. Where is the chart of maf'ul bihi? This chart. So it tells you that maf'ul bihi is what? No, maf'ul bihi.
Wait, what's supposed to be on the other side?
It's an object.
On that side?
Oh, this is like the reason? Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
So do you guys know what
Arab
means?
Arab.
It's not really, but it's a
good... It's what we're doing right now. It's called the Arab.
Yeah.
Right now.
It's kind of when you're dissecting the word. So what is it? It's past. What is it? It's a noun.
I got
what
it.
Is it?
So the al-walad, is it a fa'il? I'm sorry. Al-kura. Al-kura is fa'il. Maf'ul bihi.
Maf'ul bihi.
Maf'ul bihi. And this maf'ul bihi is mansub. And what is mansub with what?
Kasra.
With fatha, with kasra.
Kasra.
Okay, this is majroor. Kasra majroor. But if you look at this table right here in the noun grammar, look at the table on the bottom. In the noun grammar, look at the table on the bottom.
Is it,
now
is
in
it
grammar.
Yeah. Oh
no. Wait, yeah. In the noun grammar, look there.
Is it mushroom?
Singular. Look there. For singular, male. For singular, male. Or singular, in general. Can you point your finger? Show me where is.
Baba, is it shariba or is it sharaba?
Shariba.
Because...
Well, it works both ways. Shariba and Sharaba.
Wait, is it Masjid
or okay. So, show me now. Okay, and the table down there, what is the singular? What is the singular? Which row in the table is singular? In the table, okay? Where did, which row is singular? Right.
So, is there a reason why it's that way in that sentence?
Mm-hmm.
Would I be able to say sharaba or shariba in that specific sentence?
Oh, let's make it shariba.
Is there, a grammar rule, though?
Yeah. Sharaba, I don't think it's in the Arabic, standard Arabic. Mansoop. So, singular, in the very last row of the table. Singular. What is marfu' for singular?
It's dhamma.
Okay. What is mansoop?
Fathah.
And what is majroor?
Kasra.
So, what should we put on Al-Kura? Why is Fatha?
Because it's Mansoob.
Because it's Mansoob.
Thank you.
That's cute. Question marks. Yes, there are two question marks. Okay.
Isn't that amazing, guys? Questions are backwards.
Don't, let me tell you, don't do the homework for lesson. Don't do the homework for lesson 10A, 10B. So you have a homework there. Don't do it. You have a homework there. Don't do it. Okay?
Wait, then what's 10A?
I'm going to, the one you got last time. I am going to give you another homework, which is kind of easier homework until you get used to it. Mansub bil fatha. Mansub bil fatha.
You would have to do the other one anyway, so homework.
Mansub bil fatha. Okay. Mansub bil fatha. Okay. All right. So now we're going to do another word, another sentence. We'll keep doing it until you get familiar with it. So, daraba.
Ahmadun Muhammadan.
Oh, sorry.
Ahmadu. Muhammadan. Okay. The tenth sentence is daraba Ahmadu Muhammadan. You know why? Why here? Okay, let's say daraba means hit. So daraba is hit. It's a noun, it's a verb. It's a verb. Okay? Are we clear? We're not going to do the homework in the lesson B.
Yeah, clear.
Okay? We're going to give you an easier homework.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
Online.
So it's going to be online.
Right, right.
Daraba is what?
Hit.
Yes, so is it verb or noun? Just you ask yourself.
It's verb.
Shh. Shh. Daraba is fi'l, right?
Yeah.
Is it present or past or future?
It's past.
It's a past. Shariba means drank. I'm sorry. Daraba, which is, okay. So daraba. Daraba, okay. Daraba.
This is a verb. It's majrur.
Is this page 4? Or is it continuation?
Daraba.
No, I mean
the verb grammar.
I mean like 1, 2, 3. Is that 4?
Yeah, that's the sequence of the.
Right.
Is that 4 or is that 3?
Oh, that's 3.
This is the 4th. We're doing the 4th one. This is 4.
Okay, so basically what I'm going to send you sentences like this,
yeah.
And ask you to do i'rab. How do you do i'rab?
Oh, we have to do the chart.
Yes, how do you do i'rab?
You have to tell if it's majrur.
Yes, you put it like this. You put the i'rab in a table. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be giving you through email few sentences.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask you to do the i'rab for them.
Right.
You know how I'm structuring this, right? So it's like for everyone, it's like the name of the word, as in like
verb,
in
noun.
Grammar, verb, noun, whatnot, and then. Oh, Maldi. I can't read my name. Okay. And then. Beauties of notes. Is green not working?
Do you mean the black cover? You guys are dismissed.
Are we dismissed?
Hurry, hurry.